A Seattle-area woman has set a new speed record for a self-supported hike along the Appalachian Trail. Heather Anish Henderson wasn't always a super athlete, but a little more than a decade ago in college, she got hooked on hiking. She was overweight and insecure, but she decided she wanted to hike the entire Appalachian Trail. It changed her life. This past Thursday, Heather Anish Anderson finished her second through hike of the trail. She hiked from Maine to Springer Mountain in Georgia in 54 days. That took 4 days off the previous record set by a man. It's also 3 times faster than the average hike along the Appalachian Trail. I asked Heather, how did you do it? You hiked the Appalachian in about a third of the time that it typically takes. How did you do it?
Long days. I woke up every morning at 4 a.m., and was typically hiking by about 4:30, and I walked all day without taking a break until 10, 11, sometimes midnight, and just was very consistent. I never took a day off. I didn't take breaks except, you know, to get water or whatever. And then when I would go into town to collect my supplies, I kind of had this time limit. I tried not to be there more than an hour to an hour and a half, and right back out on the trail. So just being very consistent and very steady throughout the whole time I was out there.
This was the self-supported speed record. What does it mean to do a self-supported hike of the Appalachian Trail, and what extra challenges does that place upon you?
So to do something in a self-supported manner, it just means that you are not arranging for assistance from anybody in the outside. It means that, like, going into town to pick up a package of resupply that I sent myself means I walked in and out of that town. So I didn't, like, accept a ride from anyone. And so you're basically, it just means you're self-reliant. You're solving all of your own problems, and you're responsible for carrying all your food and gear the entire way. So there's that extra challenge of you know, having to problem solve in addition to, like, covering your miles.
Well, you're very serious about this. You're employed as a personal trainer to hikers and runners. You've set a record on the Pacific Crest Trail before this record on the Appalachian Trail. Why did you want to do the record on the Appalachian Trail also?
So my whole life, partially because I was overweight and stuff as a child, like, I've had battles with low self-esteem. And so setting the self-supported record on the PCT was a huge boost. But then I subsequently tried to set a record on the John Muir Trail and to do a few other kind of intense physical things in the last year. And I had some, I don't like to call them failures, they were learning experiences. I didn't succeed at what I had set out to do, and that kind of gave an avenue for those self-doubt and low self-esteem things to come back. And so I needed to go out and tackle something big and be successful at it. And so I chose the Appalachian Trail, and part of why I chose the Appalachian Trail, too, was because that's where I got my start. And so it was empowering to kind of, I went the opposite direction this time, but to basically walk back in time and to pass these places where I had, like, big learning experiences, and to be like, yeah, you know, when you were here, you were hypothermic, and when you were here, you know, you had lost your water filter, and when you were here, this had happened, and, you know, look at you now, and look how far you've come, and that was empowering and helped me to see that I have value not only as an athlete, but as a human being, and helped me really overcome these inner demons and these doubts.
It was obviously very hard on the trail. What motivated you to keep going when it got really tough?
Because I had this intrinsic motivation to overcome these self-doubts. Like, I knew from the past, you know, that I could go through it, you know, because I'd had my success on the PCT. I was like, this is something you can do. You've done it before. And your goal out here is to find out if you can do it again. And, you know, having this knowledge that, like, yes, this might suck right now, but it's going to be better later. And, you know, I've learned over my lifetime that, you know, usually the greatest joy comes after the greatest struggle. So the days that were really hard, you know, often, like, those were the most rewarding in the end, to look back and be like, man, that was terrible, but I pushed through that, and I feel really good about the fact that I was able to stay strong through that.
After you reached Springer Mountain, you called your mother. Do you remember that phone call?
Yeah, I actually hadn't been able to call home, you know, while I was out there doing this thing. And she had actually suffered a stroke about a month and a half before I started my hike. So when I left for the trail, like, I had gone home to visit before I left for the trail, and she wasn't, she was talking, but it was still pretty garbled and difficult for her. And so, like, when I called home coming off the mountain, she answered the phone and she was talking in full sentences. And so that was really surprising. And also just like, you know, I said to her, I was like, wow, you're just talking so well. And she's like, yeah, you know, knowing that you were out there struggling and pushing through something really hard made me want to push and work really hard in my therapy. And so, you know, like it was really incredible moment, you know, to know that we had each been in kind of inspiring each other, you know, because I'd been thinking of her and pushing hard knowing she was struggling, you know. And so it was definitely a very touching moment.
That's Heather Anderson from Edmonds. She has just set the self-supported speed record for a through hike of the Appalachian Trail. She also happens to hold the speed record for self-supported hike of the Pacific Crest Trail. Her trail name is Anish.